Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And on the line with us is Captain Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com, operates out of Grand Island. Darryl, this was one of those weeks where it was tough to get any fishing reports. People just not going out, and I don't blame them. It was some grungy, muggy, rainy weather.
Well, Don, you know, I guess the good side of that was, you know, parts of the southeastern part of the state were able to dodge a lot of that. I mean, Grand Isle dodged a lot of it, but you're right. I mean, all the metropolitan areas had a lot of rain and all on it, and it made people just want to go hug that couch and that pillow. You know, the few times I went up and down that highway this week, it was really, I was amazed at how clean the water has remained with all this weather we've had, but it's really good clean water. Birds everywhere, you know, pelicans, cormorants, seagulls, everything. So the ponds up and down the side of the road are full of bait. Just really wasn't anybody there to harass it. As far as the boat goes, you know, we've been what few times we've been on the water this winter season. We are finding some good redfish. I mean, the marsh is starting to get its normal routine back with redfish, and other than that, it's been sheephead. But you're right. I mean, Grand Isle's got perfect conditions this morning, low wind, you know, but about an hour down the road, here comes the last of that front, and it's going to be nothing but a squally day the rest of the day today. So you might get a quick daylight shot at it this morning, but other than that, it's going to turn nasty again.
Yep. Darryl, I had a text message came in when I was talking about Texas changing their speckled trout regulations, and it says, charter captains better get ready. Sounds like we might get invaded by Texans. Ha, 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 ha. So, you know, they're going to three fish, and I know from talking to you and a lot of other guys, we get a lot of Texas people come over to Louisiana, and they were coming here. We had a 25-fish limit, which is very generous, and a lot of the caution was, you know, expressed by some of the charter captains that if we go to 15, you know, we're not going to get the business. The people are not going to come here, and it's going to hurt the Louisiana economy. But them going from 5 to 3, now you're looking at coming to Louisiana for 15 and a more generous slot limit, too. How do you think that's going to impact the charter business from Texas fishermen?
Well, Don, we, you know, especially that Lake Charles area gets a whole lot. I mean, they're probably their primary draw is out of that Texas area, the Houston area. We get a fair amount of them in the middle part of the state. You know, what I have found lately is the limits don't matter all that much whenever you know, do it from one state to the other. What we're concerned about is at what point, you know, for the consumptive user, at what point does it put the charter trip out of realistic range on the expenses as opposed to the reward? Now, that's not saying that, you know, we give a good experience. Your experienced charter captain gives a good experience. It's a good day on the water. It's memories to make. And the fish are on top of that. But we do have a certain amount of the clientele that is what I'd call purely consumptive user. They don't want that 14 fish. They want those 15 fish. And, you know, as those start getting knocked down, I think that's going to be somewhat of a loss for us.
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing is some of those lesser-known species. You know, when you add in maybe some puppy drum, and then you got limitless sheephead right now and the white trout, there's still a lot of fish out there for the meat hunters, for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's still a lot of it. You know, this time of the year, we spend a lot of time just, you know, messing around and looking. I actually saw a YouTube video the other day. It seems to be a real popular thing in New York is they're doing sushi out of hardtails, out of blue runners. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my Lord, is it getting that bad?
I don't know. I guess like they say, don't knock it till you've tried it, but I'll let you try it and tell me how it tastes.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we've got some uncertain times ahead of us. But, I mean, it's going to adjust. Yeah, we'll adjust to it. Like you said, it'll be different species. You know, we'll have to make some adjustments to our trips here and there. I mean, we're already seeing it. The, you know, last few trips I ran, you know, toward October for specifically for speckled trout, we were with the new limits that went into place. What was that? No, October, November. I mean, we were done for trout at 8:30 in the morning. So I mean, it's going to take some adjustments. We're just going to have to figure out what each individual client wants, and we're going to have to move around and do it.
Now, if somebody wants to get information about coming to fish with you this spring or even into the summer, it's never too early to book a trip. Get down on the books. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
No, Don. In fact, that's been the trend lately is early bookings. But they can find me on your website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. We've got RealScreamers.com. It's got a lot of information there. Or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All righty. Try to stay out of that rain. And, you know, we got all that gills we need down here this time of the year. But looks like we got a nice solid week of clear weather ahead. We just got to wait for this front to blow through and water to settle back down. But from what you're telling me right there by the side of the road, clean water full of bait, that's all you need right there.
Yeah, and look, this weather's had me pinned down, too, so I've been in cooking mode. I might need a new refrigerator to store everything by the time I'm through.
Nothing wrong with that. Darryl, have a good weekend, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Have a good one, Don. Stay dry.
All righty. Darryl Carpenter, Real Screamers, REEL Screamers.com, or you can do REAL Screamers.com. Either way, you'll find him.